Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I remember we played the 49ers in 2023, and I was inactive, or I was on IR, and Al said, he literally came up to me and was just like, when you get your opportunity, like, just take advantage of it. And the other day we kind of talked about it, and it's just crazy to think about that we had that talk, what, 2-3 years ago, and now it's kind of happening. I got my opportunity, and I'm playing well.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. Or in this case, at least the NFC Defensive Player of the Month. Nicely done, Ray Diaz, Grant Leader. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That is Nashawn Wright. I think he earns that status. He just wanted to make the team.
You know the best part about Nashawn Wright being the Defensive Player of the Month, having this breakout season on a team where he coming out of training camp, you're like, who's this guy? Mm-hmm. Is that people now know how to pronounce the name Nashawn Wright, which I thought was simple because there's an H before the S, but not everybody was on board with that.
Because the Cowboys called him Nashawn. So I double-checked. It is Nashawn Wright.
You know what's funny about that? Like, him modestly and with humility saying that hey, man, I was just trying to make the roster. The Bears were giving him, like, it didn't come completely out of nowhere. If you guys remember back in camp when Terrell Smith got injured, it was immediately, It's Nashawn is stepping up. And we're seeing, like, it might have been the Bears, Al Harris, who championed him, probably.
He said that, yeah. Like, yeah. The relationship with Al is what got him here. You're right.
You got him here, but obviously you got to prove yourself. They can get you in the door, but now you got to deal with Dennis Allen and the rest of the defensive staff. And they did champion him from the beginning. They saw something in him right away. So I don't know if it was as much of a grind for him to actually make the 53-man roster as he says. But of course, it is a great story.
It is a great story, and it's proving itself on the field. NFC Defensive Player of the Month awards don't just fall out of the sky. The Bears, in fact, hadn't had one since Robert Quinn in 2021. And Nashawn Wright, who had talked to us earlier in the week, talked to me at Football After Dark. If you were in the crowd, you got to see a great conversation. Got more flowers appropriately this week after that was said, after he got that award. So he talked about just his time with Al Harris now on not one but two different teams.
Crazy. Just because of the fact that he's always believed in me. And that goes a long way. I texted him yesterday, and I just told him, like, I appreciate him more than he knows. Just because teams gave up on me in a sense, and it was cool. It's cool to have someone like that who believes in you. This is now my third team, and he's still been there every step of the way, checking on me. So it's definitely been a crazy journey that we've been on, and I hope to continue to be with him and finish out my career with him, maybe, however it may shake out. But yeah, it's definitely been crazy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure sounds like what he said to us about wanting to be here if he can. He's a free agent. This is a one-year deal.
It's a great story too, Layla, in terms of that part of it. Like, who are the, I mean, they're not going to pay everybody. Like, Tyreek Stevenson is coming up out of contract, obviously, and he's had another up and down season. He's been injured, so he hasn't had an opportunity, but it's going to be interesting at the end of the year. I guess it really depends on what Deshaun Wright wants. Does he feel like he should get like a long-term deal, or would he be willing to settle? When I say long-term, I mean 3 to 5 years. Would he be willing to settle for a 2-year deal to stay with the Bears? I don't know, man. That's because they're not going to pay both those guys. They're not going to pay Nashawn and Tyreek. That's
so,
for sure.
So there's life-changing money at stake here when you're Nashawn Wright trying to, you know, the NFL still stands for not for long. You get your first bite at the apple. You take that bite. You make it as big as you can make it. And I think what's interesting here is the way that he talks about Al Harris and that relationship specifically speaks a lot to what Al Harris has provided. We heard Kevin Byard the other day talk about, right? Like, I'm starving over here. I need some more takeaways. And having a quota of getting 4 takeaways per practice. And him having a very specific relationship with a guy who was drafted where he was and wasn't really getting the opportunities, it probably reminds Al Harris a little bit of his situation, in which he's a 6th-round draft pick and he's with the Bucks. They have too many people at the position. He gets cut. The Eagles pick him up, and he finds a way to kind of keep his career going until he becomes the blossom. Unfortunately, it is Packers,
yeah,
but that's where he
it was.
That's where he
trust
blossomed.
Me. He was annoying. He felt like a core guy with the Packers, so that's a great comp, right? They're comping him to himself because it took a while for Al to get going, and then he got going, man. He did.
And so, to that specific, what do you do now? Understand this: there's no guarantee that Al Harris, the linchpin in this whole situation, will even be on the Bears staff if the Bears continue to have the amount of success that they're having this year. He could be somewhere else in an elevated role, and that might change what happens with specifically with Nashawn Wright.
I think that Nashawn has done enough on his own now for to not have to be attached to Al Harris. Like, his life with the Bears does not depend on Al Harris being with the Bears. But I do think it's a pretty tough call. Like you look at this and you say, what is he, 6 interceptions so far this year?
Five.
Are we really projecting that Nashawn Wright is going to continue? I mean, this is what the Bears have to think about. Is he really going to continue on this trajectory? And if we're like being real about it, it's not like Nashawn has been perfect in coverage throughout this year. He's kind of a boomer bust guy.
So that's,
I think,
perfect.
Haw might have the great analogy. I think it was David Haw.
Yeah.
So he's like a home run hitter. Like, he'll go through spurts where he's hitting, but he'll also strike out a lot.
Well, according to I think I want to say it was Next Gen Stats. Don't hold me to that. It's either Next Gen Stats or one of the or PFF. He's given up the most touchdowns this season while having the most takeaways this season as a defensive back.
It's very complicated. It really is.
But the boom,
like,
is worth
Jameis
it.
And Tyone with the home runs and then not giving them up. But the difference is they're all at the same time.
Remember how great Tyone was at the end of the season? Remember when Jameson Taillon became their ace?
He was the only guy we could count on.
My God.
And then they gave Shota Imanaga a raise.
To Shota Imanaga. He's like, you give up the home runs now. That's literally what happened at the All-Star break.
And then he got a raise.
He did get a raise.
Yeah, Shota got a raise after failing in the postseason.
Not that I'm still thinking about all of it. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, just talking about Nashawn Wright and his success, and for the Bears to have an NFC Defensive Player of the Month. I don't know how many times I have to point out the contrast and the difference from the previous head coaching staff to this one. But I do think it's also somewhat funny that the defense is shining so much with an offensive head coach. Like, I don't know how many different ways you need to understand that the truths that you may have learned about the Bears and how they hire coaching staffs are different. But perhaps the best example is we're still talking about the running game and the defense having to be the thing that gets them through this Packers game, for example, and has been the reason the Bears have been so good of late, even though Ben Johnson has the reputation for being such an offensive architect. I think that that stands to be discussed.
Well, they really are still just so dependent upon those turnovers, and they've done it now through 12 games. So at some point in time, you got to accept that the Bears are good at forcing turnovers. Their defense is good at takeaways, but you still look at the numbers, and it ain't there. And that points allowed, the Bears are 25th. Total yards, Bears 27th. Passing yards allowed, 22nd. Against the rush, the Bears are now 28th, still 133. So that is worrisome to me. That is fragile stuff right there. And they've made the spectacular plays, but can this continue to feed the Bears defense? I think it can because it's 12 games, but it's worth looking at those
two
numbers.
Two questions,
yes,
though.
Two how, only, yes.
How much does the injury factor play into that?
I think
because
it does.
They're getting, and then the other question is, are the health in the secondary, even though the linebacker health is not mm-hmm. good, does the health in the secondary help change that a bit, you think? It's not going to be for the run defense, that's for sure.
It does, but a lot of the players that we're talking about and praising right now have been playing. Kevin Byard has been playing. Nashawn Wright has been playing. Tyreek Stevenson, before he got hurt, was very good at times this year. So in other words, I have to say, even, and TJ Edwards has never really been healthy this year, the Bears were struggling in all those aspects even when they were healthy, if you consider not having Jalen Johnson being healthy. So it's not like even when they were fully healthy, they were putting up dominant defensive numbers. They just weren't.
I think the biggest number outside of the takeaways that you can look at as to maybe why they've been so successful on defense and kind of gotten away with giving up all the yardage you're talking about.
Yeah.
They're seventh in the league in third down defense.
Yeah.
So when you can get off the field,
that's a big one,
at a 36% rate on third down, that has a lot to do with why, even though the numbers, the raw numbers do not look good,
they're a clutch defense.
They've been kind of clutch.
Isn't that the right word? Like third,
it's bend don't break.
Like bend don't break.
You can allow yards, but as long as your scoring defense is better. You know, you can allow yards, but as long as your third down defense is good, that's kind of the idea.
It is, and that's so many defenses in the NFL. It's not like other defenses around the league. Not like probably half of them have probably referenced their defense as bend, don't break.
It's crazy because even the red zone defense is 26th in the league.
Right, but the scoring defense itself is enough. And here's the other thing. You know who's not bend, don't break? The Packers defense. You know who's not bend, don't break?
They break.
The Broncos defense.
They're about to break.
When you look at the upper echelon.
The Browns. Yeah.
I mean, when you look at the upper echelon when it comes to just team defense, you know, it is number one, the Texans, yards allowed, then it's the Browns, Chargers, mysteriously, Packers, and then the Broncos. I can't make sense of the Chargers ever. But that's another story for another day. Here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, we have an unsolved mystery that might have been solved.
What?
Do you think it actually was solved?
I have questions, but
I don't know, because nobody has said it, and snitches get stitches, and somebody would get fined if they've really found out who it was. So yeah, we'll analyze all of it. Did you guys figure it out yesterday? Who did you guys blame yesterday? I saw something in the...
DJ Moore was getting some blame.
What?
But I think he was standing off to another side. So Ceiling Gate continues next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.